Welcome to the Life Leadership Podcast with myself, Leela Singh, all things coaching, career, and personal branding. This podcast is for ambitious career professionals like you, wanting to create a life of choice and freedom, to be, do, and have more through overcoming limitations, to develop new perspectives and insights, and to redefine your success, be that in work, health, relationships, and so much more. Hi there, and welcome to Live with Leela. My name is Leela Singh, and I am a leadership, career, and personal brand coach. And my mission is to impact 100,000 people's career trajectory beyond what they thought possible. Why? Because I am passionate about helping you to realize what is truly possible for you when it comes to your career and your life. How? Through harnessing your leadership potential. I coach high achieving, ambitious, and driven career professionals, mid to senior level, working in the technology industry for promotion, for peak performance, and a standout personal brand, all while showing up as the best version of yourselves, which is what I call life leadership. So today's topic is unlocking the key to effective leadership with emotional intelligence. Why am I sharing this today? Because it is no longer the case that effective leadership is merely about technical know-how, about certifications, about qualifications, and strategic acumen. It's so much more than that. And it transcends way beyond this to developing a profound understanding, not only of your own emotions, but also the ability to navigate the complexity of others' human behaviors, which is what we encapsulate in what we call EQ or emotional intelligence. What is emotional intelligence? The definition of it, it's the ability to understand, to utilize, and to manage one's own emotions in positive ways. Why? To firstly alleviate stress. We all experience stress in the workplace, particularly as you move into more senior roles. How do you manage that? How do you alleviate the natural stress that comes with that? Also, the ability to communicate effectively is important. Of course, I've talked about this many times before, and harnessing your EQ will enable you to do this well. Empathy, demonstrating empathy with your team, with your colleagues, plays a huge role in successful and effective leadership. So again, this is something that becomes far more easier once you can harness your own emotions, understand human behavior, and develop your self-awareness. It, of course, also helps you to overcome challenges in the workplace, as well as having those difficult conversations and diffusing conflict. So there is so much to be had or gained from developing your emotional intelligence. And you might be thinking, well, is it really that important when it comes to leadership? And absolutely, yes, it is. It is the cornerstone of effective leadership. And here's why. Because by definition, it comprises a combination of self-awareness, self-regulation, motivation, empathy, and the social skills. So it's all of the facets that are indispensable, that are essential, that are necessary for successful leadership. So would it not make sense, therefore, to harness your emotional intelligence and develop it to as far as you can to a place where you can show up as an effective leader for the people around you? So what does it do? What does harnessing that EQ do? It empowers you, first of all, to foster strong relationships. So in the workplace, relationships are key to both not only advancing your career to being an effective leader in the workplace. So understanding and managing emotions, as a leader, you can build trust and rapport with your team. And all of this becomes far more easier. Of course, that then becomes crucial for collaboration, for teamwork. So that's fostering your relationship. Secondly, enhancing your decision making. So making with your EQ, that self-awareness, It enables you to make more informed decisions and balanced decisions without bringing into play or being swayed by unchecked emotions. This is a key one. This is something that was really an eye-opener for me as I started to really work on developing and honing my EQ and understanding how actually unchecked emotions and lacking self-awareness can really hold you back or hinder you within the workplace. So enhancing decision-making becomes far easier. Next is driving motivation, because of course, when you have the interpersonal skills, when you're building the relationships with the people around you, with your team, that becomes easier too. So thinking about having developed a high EQ, you can therefore more easily inspire and motivate the people around you. You can foster that environment around you of innovation and creativity. And that will drive people forward. That will motivate people to want to perform at their best. And of course, navigating change is inevitable within the workplace. So how is this helpful? Because with that ever-changing landscape that we're experiencing in the last 10, 20 years, particularly in the technology industry, when you harness your EQ, it makes it easier for you to not only adapt, but also to manage that change effectively, both for yourself and for your team. So being able to guide your teams effectively through that change with resilience. So there are a number of things that you can benefit from here. And that's what I want to share with you today, as well, of course, as some steps as to how you could go about developing and improving upon your emotional intelligence. Before I do that, I wanted to share with you some of the unfounded beliefs, the myths that people have around EQ. So the first thing is a belief that EQ is innate. In other words, that only some people can demonstrate or have the emotional intelligence within them, and it's not something that can be developed. In other words, I've heard people say, oh, well, you either have it or you don't. You naturally possess emotional intelligence or you don't. However, it is a skill that can be developed. Hence the reason I will be sharing with you some things that you can consider if you haven't already done so to enable you to harness your EQ. So it can be developed and enhanced, and this is through practice and of course through the commitment to following through with that. What else is there when it comes to unfounded beliefs? That EQ equals weakness. Why? My feeling is that this comes from a point of view of talking about emotions or demonstrating emotions. And contrary to that notion, the EQ signifies vulnerability. In fact, what it does do is it demonstrates strength. And we see a lot more conversations around that now, that vulnerability in the workplace does demonstrate strength and it enhances leadership effectiveness and decision making, and also people having more respect for you because they see the true you, the authentic you, when you can be vulnerable, when you don't have that mask or that wall that you hide behind. But actually people can see the real you, the authentic you. So again, it's EQ could demonstrate vulnerability, which is a sign of strength, not of weakness. And one more thing here that I've come across before as being said, it's EQ, so emotional intelligence is just about being nice to people. And actually it's not about simply being amiable or agreeable. It's actually about understanding and managing emotions, both your own, but also being able to interact with others more effectively so that together you achieve the best outcomes. And when you're in the workplace, you're collaborating, there's teamwork, there's partnerships, that is the best place to be, in a position where you can create the best outcomes together. The next thing I wanted to share is, you might be thinking, well, is this really important? What would it matter if I don't work on my self-awareness or my EQ? What would be the impact? Would it make a difference? Actually, yes, it would, particularly if you're striving towards or are in a leadership role. So for example, if you're lacking the EQ, you run the risk of having poor team dynamics if you're managing teams, because a lack of emotional understanding of others can lead to a toxic work environment. It can lead to miscommunication and not understanding other people's behaviors and what's driving them, so that you can then support others and manage that with them. The next thing is ineffective leadership, which is as a consequence of that too. So when you fail to recognize or manage your own emotions, but also other people's, you run the risk of struggling to inspire people around you, to influence them, and also to motivate people around you. Because remember, people will look up to you as an effective leader. And a big part of an effective leader is having that self-awareness, of having the ability to manage your emotions. And again, if this is not about hiding your emotions or putting up a wall or a mask, it is about being vulnerable, but it's also about managing them effectively when it comes to strategy, to decision-making, to managing conflict, and so forth. And then another impact of lacking EQ can be resistance to change, because often in these cases, leaders can find it difficult to adapt. So adapting to change, and that can lead to stagnation, it can lead to decline in performance, both of the leader themselves and of the teams around them. So there are multiple impacts of not developing EQ, particularly, as I say, if you are wanting to advance into leadership or you are in a leadership role. And there is always work we can do to develop our self-awareness. It's something I talk about all the time with my coaching clients. Self-awareness is number one. So whether you're in the job market, whether you're looking to move up in your career, whether you're stepping into leadership, whether you are in leadership, self-awareness is key. And this is across all areas of life, not only within our career. So what are the benefits for you of developing high EQ when it comes to your career? First of all, it's enhanced leadership effectiveness, which goes by everything I've shared with you so far today. In other words, high EQ leaders are more adept at navigating complex, for example, interpersonal dynamics, difficult conversations, which makes them more effective in the workplace and also more respected, because you can handle those situations effectively. It also means that you can handle conflict resolution well, which will always come up in any work environment. So that emotional awareness will facilitate the understanding of different perspectives. And this is where self-awareness comes in. It's understanding your view of the world and how limited or open it may be, and also where your judgment and biases come in, so that once you recognize them, you can let go of them. You can let go of judgment. You can let go of those biases, because that's often what creates a lot of the conflict in the workplace. So what you want to do is be able to understand and be open to different perspectives, which can then alleviate the conflicts that are occurring or manage them effectively, and build across the board stronger relationships with people around you. And of course, resilience. We talk about resilience when it comes to leadership is so, so important. And as I mentioned earlier, alleviating and managing to deal and handle stress effectively is critical. With self-awareness, this becomes far more easier. Also, when you're dealing with potential setbacks or things not going to plan, you're able to overcome that far quicker and bounce back stronger and take the learnings from them, rather than to kind of go into a bit of a, oh God, and you know, impacting your emotional state, your mood, and your effectiveness and performance. So when you have that resilience, which comes from building that self-awareness, it makes it far easier to overcome obstacles, hurdles, and keep going and continue to be resilient. So what is possible, therefore? So we've talked about the benefits. What is actually possible for you when you develop a strong and high EQ? Number one is ascending to those leadership roles. So if that's you, that's where you are right now, this is one of the things I invite you to work on, to commit to doing the work and developing your emotional intelligence, your self-awareness, because then you can leverage that to drive success around you, with the people around you, your colleagues, your team, managing upwards. And of course, when it comes to developing strategies in the workplace, having the difficult conversations, All of that will come into play. It also enables you to foster a more productive work culture, a work environment. And that in itself, as I'm sure you'll be aware, will attract the top talent wanting to work with you and work for you in your teams, and reduce attrition, reduce employee turnover, because people are feeling motivated, they're feeling inspired, they're having respect for the leader that they have. So it oftentimes those are some of the core reasons that people choose to leave, is when it comes to their managers, their leadership not being effective. So again, reducing attrition, increasing commitment of your team, wanting to stay there, wanting to work to their highest ability to be effective and to overperform. And then of course, the ability to innovate, to adapt. So what do I mean by that? It means being able to adapt and steer your teams through change, through challenge. And particularly if you are in the tech industry where it's constantly evolving, and being able to lead with that agility, with that vision, will come from harnessing your EQ. So you might be thinking, well, okay, this is all great, Lila, but how do I do this? Where do I even begin? So I want to share with you 5 steps that you can take on board. Some of them you may already be working on or have done in the past, and some of them you may not have considered at all. And these are things that once you can work through these and really commit to them, will enable you to start to step up when it comes to your emotional intelligence, your building your self-awareness. So first of all, cultivate your own self-awareness. How? By regularly checking in and reflecting on your emotions and the responses, so the ways you respond to people and to situations. And how can you do this? Well, I often invite my clients to journal. And when I say journaling, it's just having a notebook and at the end of the day, just doing a quick 2-3 minute reflection of the day. What went well? What could have been better? What could I do differently next time? And this is a way of just reflecting on your day and maybe think about that conversation I had earlier. How could I have handled it differently? What could I have done better? And it may be nothing because you handled it really well. So it's noticing where you're effective and maybe where you're less effective. And therefore, what can you do differently? What can you learn from that? Also, I talked about checking in with your emotions. So how are you feeling in certain situations and environments? Or if you're under a lot of pressure at work, if you've got a deadline you're struggling to meet and so forth, how are you feeling around that? What's coming up for you? And is that then coming out in the workplace in the way that you are showing up and how you're maybe treating or behaving with the people around you? So think about these things. This all brings this into your level of awareness and enables you to consider it, reflect on it, and decide or ask yourself, actually, is this in my best interest and in the interest of people around me? Is this going to help me to be positioned myself as a leader? What can I do even better here to handle these situations? How can I show up differently for my team? So those are the kind of questions to consider here when you're journaling. And again, doing this on a daily basis, 2 or 3 minutes in the evening before you go to bed, just check in with yourself. And this is where, by doing this, committing to doing this regularly, you'll start to notice more about yourself, about how you behave, perhaps about what triggers you, and then exploring that to understand, okay, why does that trigger me? And what can I do to manage that so it doesn't impact on my performance, my leadership, my work? So that's number one, is cultivating your own self-awareness. And this is an ongoing process. This isn't a one-off exercise. It's something that you have for life, you can keep doing, because we're always going to be put into new environments, into new situations, have different challenges and objections to deal with. So we're constantly going to be growing. Self-awareness is ever evolving. The second thing is practicing active listening. So what do I mean by that? What I mean is actually genuinely listening, seeking to understand other people's perspectives, and letting go of judgment, of bias, and what you think should be. Because often when we open up to that, we learn, we grow, and that's where we have innovation, ideas, and great collaboration. So practicing active listening not only will help in building the relationships and enabling the innovation and the collaboration, but it also improves your empathy and your understanding of others around you, the people that you're working with. Three is developing emotional regulation. So what do I mean by this? I mean managing your emotions. So learn techniques that enable you to manage them, especially in high pressure situations, because this way you're able to maintain composure and also clarity. And I'm talking from experience here. I know before I had that level of awareness, I could very quickly, when I was under immense pressure, I could, you know, lose clarity or focus of what I'm actually trying to achieve. It was easy to maybe start, you know, almost like I'd be kicking off in my own head and like being very self-critical, which is not effective when you've actually got things you want to be focusing on at that point in time and having meaningful conversations. So learning to maintain your composure by understanding your emotions and what triggers you, for example, in a pressurized environment or when you have a deadline, and leveraging what works well, identifying what you can do. And it could be something simple as, you know, just taking a couple of slow, deep breaths. And that's something I do if I feel I'm starting to feel like pressure or a little bit stressed about something. I will just sit down and take three long, deep breaths, because that will immediately alleviate the stress. It will relax my physiology and help me to feel more grounded, which will bring back the clarity, the composure, and the effective decision making. So find ways for you. It could be just, you know, it could be counting to 10 and then slowing down is another thing. Slowing down, taking a step back, maybe get up from your desk, go for a walk, 2-minute walk, come back, get some clarity, just stepping away. So whatever it works for you and what you can do in your environment, find something that works for you to help you to regulate your emotions. For some, it's, you know, going out in the mornings, going exercising, gymming, for a walk in the fresh air. Again, meditation, yoga, whatever it is for you, try different things and see what works, what's most effective and what you enjoy. The third thing is seek feedback. So when I suggest seeking feedback, I'm referring to reaching out to people who you respect, people whose opinions that you value, people that you look up to, who you can elicit feedback from in terms of how are you showing up in the workplace. Feedback around your interactions with others, your leadership style. Seek feedback so you can always be looking to improve and be open to constructive feedback, constructive criticism. And then finally, invest in continuous learning. So whether that's engaging in workshops, in coaching, or in courses which focus on emotional intelligence to deepen your understanding and your application of emotional intelligence within leadership, because all of this will harness your self-awareness and have you showing up as the best version of you. As I said, self-awareness for me is absolutely number one, critical when it comes to how we be the best version of ourselves, because most people will go through life unconsciously. What I mean by that is they have no level of self-awareness. They do not realize when they're reacting irrationally more often than not to situations, to conversations, to other people's behaviors. And when we can really harness that self-awareness and understand and regulate that for ourselves, we show up differently. We will have different, better experiences for ourselves and with people around us, because people will respond to the way that we are showing up. So there is so much to be said about emotional intelligence, about developing your self-awareness and being able to regulate your emotions. Until next time, remember to harness your potential, elevate your performance, and of course, strive towards your personal and professional growth, whether it is developing your EQ, your self-awareness, or pursuing that next role, that next promotion, by showing up as the best version of you. Have a great rest of the week. Have a wonderful Easter weekend, and I will see you same time, same place next week. Until then, do take care. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already done so. And if you enjoyed and gained value from today's episode, then do please leave a review telling us your key learnings and what you enjoyed the most. And do please share this podcast with your friends and colleagues so we can spread the word on life leadership, creating a life of choice, freedom, and new possibilities. Connect with me directly on LinkedIn, and if you would like to learn more about how we can work together, either DM me on LinkedIn or email me. All details and resources can be found in the show notes.